Brazilian grid operator cuts output at small power plants for the first time amid renewable energy surge. Brazil's national grid operator has triggered an emergency plan to manage renewable energy excess, cutting generation at small hydro and solar plants connected to distribution networks to keep the system stable. With demand muted and solar output high, the move marks an unprecedented use of curtailment beyond the larger plants. The action involves a group of distributors and their directly connected generators, while final consumers are not expected to see immediate price changes. Analysts say the episode highlights structural bottlenecks in the electric sector and underscores the need for policies on flexibility and energy storage as the grid adapts to a growing share of renewables. ONS asked small power plants to cut output to prevent a blackout caused by too much renewable energy and low demand. The cuts hit small generators connected to distribution networks, including solar, tiny hydro, and biomass plants. Rooftop and other decentralized energy sources were not cut, so end users likely won't see immediate price changes. The event shows structural gaps and the need for energy storage, more flexibility, and better policies. Small producers may lose revenue and could pursue legal action. Regulators want clear rules to avoid future issues. Brazil's ONS extends curtailment to small generators amid renewable surge. The Brazilian National Electric System Operator ONS activated its plan to manage energy surplus for the first time. It ordered about 1,000 MW of generation to be withheld between 10:00 and 14:00 local time on Sunday, a window with the strongest solar output. The measure reached small power plants linked directly to distribution networks, not just large central plants. 12 distribution companies were asked to reduce output from these small facilities within their concession areas because the ONS cannot directly control them. Officials say this marks a new step in balancing the grid when renewables flood the system. The action signals a larger imbalance than what the operator had previously faced. Background on the emergency management plan. The emergency plan used by the ONS is designed to prevent grid instability when power supply greatly exceeds demand. It was approved last year by the Brazilian electricity regulator ANEEL. The current move is the first time the plan has been applied to decentralized generators that connect to regional networks, illustrating how the system now relies on multiple levels of control. Experts note that the ONS normally manages generation from large, centralized plants such as major hydro schemes. The Sunday action required a broader effort, including the distribution companies, to curb output from smaller, dispersed sources. What happened today, the ONS said, the withdrawal of power from central generators alone was not enough to keep the system safe. The 12 distribution firms were instructed to cut generation from small plants connected to their networks. These plants together represent about 80% of the installed capacity among small generators included in the plan. The targeted units include centralized small-scale solar and wind farms, small hydro facilities, and biomass plants that sell energy into the market. Rooftop solar and other personal or tiny installations were not affected, as they are considered decentralized producers beyond the operator's reach. Around 23.5% of the generation from those small, distribution-connected plants was reduced. The move was announced on Saturday to the distributors and came as a result of unusually high renewable output and lower-than-expected demand on a Sunday, aided by mild weather and holiday. Who is affected? The policy focuses on small plants that feed power into distribution networks. Large hydropower and other central plants remain under the ONS's direct control, but their cuts were not sufficient by themselves. The action primarily impacts energy producers that sell power under contracts and are not directly managed by the ONS. Rooftop or other decentralized solar installations on homes and small businesses were not impacted by this decision. Industry reaction and analysis. Experts say the scenario shows the grid's vulnerability to a high level of renewable supply when demand is low. AFIC professor notes that daily demand estimates guide ONS decisions, and the emergency plan is designed to balance the system when generation outpaces consumption. Industry associations offered mixed views. The Electricity Distributors Trade Group said the plan was workable but called for clearer procedures to avoid legal uncertainty if cuts are challenged. A separate solar industry group agreed that the emergency steps are necessary, but they argued the market still lacks tools for flexibility and energy storage. They called for policy reforms to better handle periods of surplus and to improve load management. Conclusion: Brazil's emergency curtailment episode highlights how a grid with a growing share of renewables must navigate periods of oversupply and low demand. By extending curtailment, to small, distribution-connected generators, the ONS demonstrated the limits of current control and the need for broader resilience tools. The event exposes structural bottlenecks in the electricity system and underscores the urgency of investing in flexibility, energy storage, and clearer policy frameworks to prevent future imbalances. Although consumers are unlikely to see near-term price changes, small producers face revenue losses and potential disputes, underscoring the importance of transparent rules and fair compensation mechanisms. Looking ahead, regulators and industry players should prioritize regulatory clarity, expanded storage capacity, and market designs that better accommodate distributed renewables while preserving system reliability. Frequently asked questions: what happened for the first time by the ONS? The ONS used its Success Energy Plan for the first time. It cut about 1,000 MW from 10,000 to 14,000 on Sunday. The cuts hit small plants connected to distribution networks and were coordinated with 12 distributors. Which plants were hit the most? Small plants tied to local distributors were hit hardest. This includes small hydro, solar farms, and biomass plants. Rooftop solar and other customer-owned generators were not cut. Will consumers face higher bills? No immediate rise for homes or big users. Some generators face losses and may seek compensation through contracts or legal action. What does this show about Brazil's grid? It shows bottlenecks: too much renewable energy at times and low demand, plus low inertia and limited control of distributed small plants. It highlights the need for storage and better flexibility rules. What happens next after the cut? The ONS will keep monitoring and coordinating. The emergency plan for excess energy in the distribution grid will stay in use if needed. Industry groups want clearer rules and more investment in storage and flexibility.